Several white supremacist groups are scheduled to stage a rally tomorrow afternoon on the steps of the federal courthouse in Milwaukee. The Federal General Services Administration has given the groups a permit, but has denied the group's request to provide a bus to and from a nearby parking lot. In a statement, the GSA says it will provide security in the same manner it does for all demonstrations. Also on hand will be dozens and perhaps hundreds of local law enforcement personnel, including from the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department. Sheriff's Inspector Kevin Carr says he's not sure exactly how many supremacists and counter-demonstrators will show up.
But we are preparing for the worst in case a large crowd does materialize, and we're hoping for the best, which would be, you know, a very small, manageable crowd. And no problems.
There have been several demonstrations by the Ku Klux Klan and other white supremacist groups in southern Wisconsin over the last decade. One of the most recent was in December 1997 in the city of Beloit. Beloit Police Captain William Tyler says hundreds of law enforcement personnel were on hand then too, but could not keep the demonstrators and counter-demonstrators completely apart.
There were a few more determined individuals that wanted to have a confrontation directly with protesters, counter-protesters, and that was a result of some of the arrests that occurred.
The confrontations led to a small number of minor injuries. In Milwaukee, some counter-demonstrators have handed out flyers saying, "Give the Klan and Nazis the boot." But peace and interfaith groups have scheduled a non-confrontational hate cleansing ceremony for Sunday. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Milwaukee.